Session 1. Grounding. Introduction. Thank you for coming here today to this course on managing stress. This course is for anybody and everybody who has stress. In other words, this course is for all of us. The good news is, even in the face of tremendous pain and suffering, we have an opportunity to find meaning, purpose, and vitality in life, even if right now that seems impossible. The aim of the course is to give you the information and practical skills to help you deal better with your stress and other challenges in your life. It might be hard to believe you can do anything about your stress if you have experienced some very difficult things in your life. If it is hard to believe that anything can help you right now, we invite you to try this course anyway. Over time, you might discover that the course contains some information or skills that can help you. The course has 5 sessions. It is very important that you do your best to attend all 5 sessions, because this will give you the greatest benefits. What we will cover today. In today's session, we are going to define stress and explore how it commonly affects people. And we are going to learn some skills to manage the difficult thoughts and feelings that might appear when we are stressed. Before we go further, take a moment to think about this idea. It was not simple or easy for many of you to come today, yet here you are. What are some of the reasons you decided to make the effort? Take a moment to think about what motivated you to come here today. Notice, you did not have to come here today. Even if someone suggested you come here, you still did not actually have to come. You chose to come. You chose to act on important values, values such as caring for yourself or caring for others, or both. Now you may be wondering, what does the word values mean? There are several different meanings of this word. In this course, when we say values, we mean how you want to act or behave. For example, is it important for you to be helpful, to be responsible, and to be hardworking? Do you want to be loving towards your family? Values will play an important role in this course. Do not be concerned if you are confused right now about what we mean. We will explore values in detail in later sessions. We will help you to identify your values and then strengthen your ability to live by them. More on stress and becoming hooked. Stress is a natural response to any situation that we find difficult. Sometimes stress is related to major threats from the world around you. For example, not having a way to provide for yourself or your family, or living with an abusive partner, or living in community without healthcare or schools, or being displaced from your home. A lot of times, though, stress is related to seemingly smaller problems like uncertainty about the future or disagreements or arguments with family or friends. It is completely natural for everyone to experience stress from time to time. A little bit of stress can actually help us stay motivated and focused on achieving our goals. However, very high stress often has major effects on the body. For example, many people get unpleasant feelings in their body, tight chest, knots in the stomach, bowel problems, loss of appetite, headaches and neck pains, lower back pain, or other long-lasting pain. When we are stressed, difficult thoughts and feelings appear. These include all sorts of difficult emotions such as fear, anger, sadness or guilt, or painful thoughts about the past, or worries about the future, or blaming yourself or others, and so on. Unfortunately, problems can occur if and when we become hooked by these thoughts and feelings. So what do I mean by hooked? The facilitator will now show the group picture 1.1. When something is on the hook, it cannot get away. The hook traps it. In much the same way, we can easily become hooked by our own difficult thoughts, feelings, or unpleasant physical feelings. When these thoughts appear, they can easily hook us and pull us away from our life and the things that are important to us. The facilitator will now show the group picture 1.2. For example, have you ever been so distracted or troubled by remembering painful events from the past or worrying about the future that you missed out on life in the present or were not fully aware of what was happening around you, not fully connected with your friends or family or the people around you, not concentrated on what you were doing? Those are all common examples of getting hooked by thoughts and feelings. Today, you will start learning how to unhook yourself from these difficult thoughts and feelings. Of course, it is not just memories or fears about the future that can hook us. Often when we are stressed, harsh, judgmental thoughts about other people or ourselves appear, especially thoughts that we are weak or stupid or damaged or not good enough in some way. And these thoughts can easily hook us. And when that happens, we can easily forget to treat ourselves in a kind and caring way. Indeed, some of these thoughts tell us that we are so bad, we do not deserve to be treated with kindness. When we become hooked by difficult thoughts and feelings, our behavior changes. We often start saying and doing things that make our lives worse. For example, we might get into fights and arguments, or withdraw and stay away from people we love. When we behave in these ways, we are moving away from the sort of person we want to be. The facilitator will now show the group picture 1.3. Take a few moments to think silently about one thing you tend to do when you are stressed. Does this thing you do tend to do move you away from the person you want to be? I will now stop talking to let you silently think about this. Awareness of an object. Most people find that as they get more stressed, they become more distracted. They find it difficult to focus on what they are doing or to pay attention to other people around them. Why does this happen? Usually, it is because they are lost in their thoughts and feelings. They are worrying about the future or remembering bad things from the past, or blaming themselves or others, or trying to think about ways to solve their problems. When you do something in a distracted way, you will not do it well, and you will not find it satisfying. This is true whether you are eating a meal, or playing with children, or talking to friends. The facilitator will now show the group picture 1.4. One thing that helps people manage stress better is learning how to get less lost in or distracted by your thoughts and feelings, and how to refocus and pay attention and engage more fully in what you are doing. When you pay attention and engage fully in any activity, you will do it better and you will find it more satisfying. This is true even when you have to do things that are dull or tedious or boring or frustrating. We are going to do an exercise so you can see for yourself. The aim of this exercise is to demonstrate how we often pay less attention to things that are familiar to us and fail to appreciate them, and how when we really pay attention, life is more interesting and fulfilling. The facilitator will now pause this recording to make sure everyone has an everyday object. So here is your challenge: to develop the skills of paying curious attention and engaging fully in whatever you are doing. We are going to ask you to take several minutes to observe an object and to look at all the details. And your challenge is to really pay attention to everything that you do in this process of observing the object. With all the exercises in this course, please try your best to do them with curiosity. Doing something with curiosity means noticing the moment-to-moment detail of what is happening as you do something, and while you are doing this, trying as much as possible not to judge what is happening as good or bad. See if you can bring this attitude of curiosity to each exercise we do in the course. These exercises might be very different for you. They might feel a bit strange. That is natural when we first introduce them. And remember, while we encourage you to do all the exercises, you are not required to do them. One more thing before we start. As you do this exercise, all sorts of thoughts and feelings will likely arise that will hook your attention and pull it away from the thing you're trying to focus on. For example, you might have thoughts like, "This is a waste of time. I cannot do this." Or, "Why am I doing this?" Your aim is simply to keep your attention on what you are doing. Whenever you notice that your attention has wandered, briefly note which thoughts or feelings hooked you and then gently bring your attention back to what you are doing. I will say this point again because it is important. Your aim is simply to keep your attention on the object, noticing everything you can about it. And whenever you notice that your attention has wandered, briefly note which thoughts or feelings hooked you, and then gently bring your attention back to the object. So we invite you to sit straight and please do this exercise in silence. You will be able to talk about it later. Take the object in your hand and hold it a comfortable distance from your eyes. For the next few minutes, I would like you to observe this object as if you are a curious person who has never seen such an object before. And from that perspective, first notice the outline of the object. Starting at the bottom of it, follow along the edge of it, going around it as if you were drawing around it with your eyes. And notice its shape. Notice, is it just one color or more? notice where one color ends and another begins. Does the light shine through it or bounce off it? And you may notice that your mind wanders away quite easily, perhaps to distractions in the room or to memories related to this object. If that happens, just gently bring your mind back to focusing on exactly what is right in front of you, imagining that you are seeing this object for the very first time. Now bring the object closer to you and see if what you notice about the object changes. And if you notice your mind making any judgments about the object, like "I like this," or "this is ugly," just notice the judgment and then gently bring your attention back to simply observing exactly what is in front of you, to observing the object just as it is. Close your hand around it. Feel if it is warm or cold. Notice, is it light or heavy? Is it smooth or rough? Does the texture change as you run your fingers across the object? Now slowly bring the object beneath your nose. And as you inhale, notice if the object has any smell, if any feelings or judgments about the smell arise. Just notice those feelings and thoughts, and then turn your attention back to noticing however the object smells. Does it have a mild or strong smell? Bring it close to your nose, and then away, and then close again. Notice the point at which you can detect any kind of smell, however faint, of the object. And now bring it close to your ear. Run your fingers or hands along the object and notice what sounds arise. Notice if these sounds are soft or loud. Now very slowly move the object away from your ear and place the object on your lap or on a surface beside you or in front of you. And now coming to the end of the exercise, now look around you. What are 5 things you can see? Listen carefully. What are 3 or 4 things you can hear? Notice where you are and what you are doing. Open your hands and gently run your fingers over where you have been sitting. Notice what this surface feels like under your fingers. What did you discover? In a moment, we will invite you to form small groups of 2 or 3 people. In these small groups, we would like you to take a few minutes to discuss what you discovered by doing this exercise. At the end of the discussion, you will hear this sound. Whenever you hear this sound, please turn your attention back to the main group. Let's hear that sound again. Great. Now we'll continue. The facilitator will pause this recording to read sheet 1.1, which contains instructions for the group. Please stay in your small groups for right now, but turn your attention back to this recording. People in your group might have discovered that there is a lot about an everyday object like this that we never pay much attention to. People also might have noticed that by paying close attention, they appreciated the object in a new way. Imagine what might happen in your closest relationships if you paid attention to your loved ones in the same way you just did to this object. The facilitator will pause this recording to read sheet 1.2. Please turn your attention back to this recording. In your groups, you might have identified at least some of the following benefits. 1. Often, you will appreciate something more when you give it your full attention. 2. When you are bored, if you pay attention with genuine curiosity, your boredom lessens. 3. Paying attention with curiosity to the world around us and the activity we are doing helps us to unhook from difficult thoughts and feelings, and this in turn can help us to act effectively in a situation and live by our values. So, would you be willing to practice this skill? Next time you are hooked by your thoughts and feelings, and therefore not really paying attention to whomever you are with or whatever you are doing, try to really engage in whatever it is you are doing, like you just did with this exercise of paying attention to an object, and notice what happens. Of course, practicing this skill will not always make things enjoyable or interesting. However, you will probably find that most of the time, if and when you do focus with genuine curiosity on everyday activities, they will be less boring for you. Now remember, these techniques need practice. What we do during these sessions will be useful, but what will really make the difference is practicing these new skills between sessions. The good news is, you can practice engaging in this way at any time, in any place, and during any activity. From playing with or teaching children, to doing chores, to eating a meal, and so on. So once again, in a moment, we will ask you to get back into your small groups of 2 or 3 people and talk about your week ahead. We will ask you to identify some times, places, people, and activities with which you can practice this skill of paying full attention to what you are doing. The facilitator will pause this recording to read sheet 1.3. Please turn your attention back to this recording. We hope each of you were able to identify some daily activities and some people with whom you can practice your new skill of paying attention with curiosity. Did anyone have trouble doing this? If anyone had difficulty identifying ways to pay attention with curiosity, the facilitator will pause this recording now to assist these people as a group. When finished, the facilitator will resume the recording. Congratulations on making your plan for paying attention with curiosity. Before we move on to the next section of the course, we will take a short 10-minute break. When you hear the bell after 10 minutes, please stop what you are doing and return to the group for the next section. The facilitator will now pause the audio for 10 minutes. The break is now complete. Please return to your places for the next section of this course. The facilitator will pause this recording while everybody takes their place and resume once everyone has returned. Emotional storms. As we mentioned earlier, when we are stressed, difficult thoughts and feelings usually appear. They are a natural part of any type of stress. But when a lot of difficult thoughts and feelings appear all at once, they can overpower us and we can get lost in them. In this course, we call this an emotional storm. We might feel sadness, grief, anger, fear, worry, guilt, shame, or regret. Some emotional storms are so big, they contain all of these things. Sometimes we feel emotional storms in our bodies. We might notice our heart beating fast, our mouth feeling dry, or a tight feeling in our belly or in our chest. Real storms can be very powerful, and if we are in one, it can knock us around. It can push us or pull us all over the place. Emotional storms are similar. They can be very powerful, and when we get hooked by one and pulled into it, we often start to do things we really do not want to do. For example, some people become very inactive when they are hooked by emotional storms. Other people start to withdraw from the people around them. Other people become aggressive or critical of others. Take a few moments to think, what do you tend to say or do when you are lost in an emotional storm that moves you away from behaving like the sort of person you want to be? I will stop talking while you do this. In summary, stress is difficult. And stress comes with difficult thoughts and feelings. And sometimes these thoughts and feelings are so strong, they create emotional storms. And when we become hooked by those storms, our behavior changes. So what can we do when emotional storms appear? How can we unhook ourselves? We will learn about this in the next section. Grounding. We can unhook ourselves with a method called grounding. Grounding is a technique that helps keep us in the present moment. It helps bring us back to the here and now. Grounding is especially useful for managing emotional storms because when storms arrive, we often get so lost in what we are thinking and how we are feeling, we lose track of where we are right now. The facilitator will show the group picture 1.5 while we go through the next point. It is sometimes useful to think about grounding by imagining yourself high in a tree. Now imagine that quite suddenly, a large storm appears. A strong wind tosses you around, and you cling desperately to a branch to stop yourself from falling. Now, what do you need to do? You want to get down to the ground as quickly as possible. Getting down to the ground will not make the storm stop, but it is clearly the safest place for you to be. It is the same for emotional storms. Grounding will not stop your difficult thoughts and feelings, but it will mean they have less power over you. The facilitator will show the group picture 1.6 while we go through the next point. Down on the ground, you are not so lost in the storm. The storm has less power over you. If you are high in the tree, you probably cannot do anything useful other than cling to the branches. So, for example, if you have a young child at the bottom of the tree, you cannot do anything to protect her or comfort her while you are up in the branches. But as soon as you are on the ground, you can hold and comfort your child. Or you can take care of other important things in your life until the storm passes. It is the same with emotional grounding. When you are in the middle of an emotional storm, it is difficult to do anything useful for yourself or for others. When these storms appear, the sooner we can ground ourselves, the better. Grounding yourself does not make the emotional storm pass. It holds you steady and keeps you safe until the emotional storm lessens. So let's now try a brief grounding exercise. You can practice this exercise no matter how you are feeling right now. Even if you feel fine at this moment and no difficult thoughts or feelings are present, you can still practice this exercise. Just follow all the steps. By practicing in this way, even when you feel well, you will prepare yourself for when difficult situations arise. Please do this exercise in silence. We invite you to sit straight. You might wish to close your eyes to help move more deeply into the exercise. If you do not want to close your eyes, then fix your gaze on a spot. Take a moment to notice what you are thinking and how you are feeling right now. Next, find a way to slow down. Slow your breathing. Breathe in and out through your nose. slowly press your feet into the floor. Slowly stretch your arms, or if you prefer, press your hands firmly together. Get a sense of yourself slowing down. Now notice where you are. Look around you with curiosity. What are 5 things you can see? What are 3 or 4 things you can hear? Breathe in the air. What is it like? Warm, cool, fresh, still, dry, or humid? What can you smell in the air? Notice where you are and what you are doing. Reach out and touch something and notice what it feels like under your fingers. Stretch your body in some way. Stretch your arms or legs or back or neck. Notice that while there might be difficult thoughts or feelings appearing, there is also a world around you that you can see and hear and smell and touch. And notice, you can now move the way you want to, and you can also choose the words you will speak and how softly or loudly you will say them. This is important to notice because the way you influence the world around you is through your actions, through what you do, and through the words you say and the way you say them. Now take a moment to notice how you feel. Hopefully you feel a bit more grounded, less lost in your thoughts and feelings, and more connected with the world around you. If this did not happen for you, or if you feel a bit strange, then remember such reactions are common. Usually, with practice, these exercises will start to feel more natural and the results will be more powerful. So now we will do the exercise again, but this time with less instruction. The aim is to be able to do this exercise very quickly. That is, to get quickly out of the tree and onto the ground when an emotional storm appears. So once again, we invite you to sit straight and either close your eyes or fix your gaze on a spot, whichever you prefer, and take a moment to notice what you are thinking and how you are feeling right now. Now slow down. Breathe, stretch, and push your feet down. Now notice the world around you. What can you see and hear and smell and touch? Engage with the world. Be present in the here and now. stretch your body and notice that you can choose how to move, you are able to take action. Do you feel a bit more grounded, less hooked by your thoughts and feelings, and more connected with the world around you? There is something else very important we would like you to understand about grounding. Grounding is not meant to get rid of our difficult thoughts and feelings or stop emotional storms. Rather, when an emotional storm appears, grounding helps us simply to stay safe and connected until it passes. Now you might be thinking, what good is that? I want to get rid of these difficult thoughts and feelings right now. Of course, that thought is understandable. But the reality is this. Just as we cannot make the rain and wind stop by wishing it to stop, nor can we get rid of difficult thoughts and feelings just because we wish we could feel differently. When a real storm happens, you might not like it, but you do not try to control it, because you know you cannot. You accept that the storm will pass through in its own good time, and you focus your actions on keeping yourself safe and not getting swept away by it. With this grounding exercise, we aim to do the same thing with our emotional storms. We might not like our difficult thoughts and feelings, but we do not try to get rid of them. Instead, we allow them to come and stay and go in their own good time, knowing that sooner or later they will pass. To repeat this important point, with grounding, we are not trying to get rid of our difficult thoughts and feelings. Rather, we're just trying to unhook ourselves from them and to connect with the world around us while they pass. Discussion. In a moment, we will form groups of two or three people to discuss the short grounding exercise we just did. Remember, you are not required to join a group. If you wish, you can sit by yourself and just think about the exercise. And if you do join a group, you do not have to speak. The facilitator will now remind us of the signal people can make with their hands if they do not wish to speak. When you get into your small groups, we would like you to talk about how you found the grounding exercise and how you think you might be able to use it from day to day. The facilitator will pause this recording to read sheet 1.4. Please turn your attention back to this recording. Grounding exercises practice. Grounding skills need practice. The exercises we just did together are useful as a starting point, but practicing grounding between sessions will help you even more. The more you practice, the better you will get, and the more benefits you will gain. In a moment, we will ask you to think about your week ahead and identify some times when you can practice grounding. We encourage you to decide in advance the specific times of day you will practice. You can create your own ways to remind yourself by, for example, using an alarm, an object to remind you, or linking them to a regular daily activity. For example, just before you get up in the morning, and just before cooking or eating. Every tiny little bit counts. Even once a week is better than nothing at all. Also, keep Keep in mind, if you cannot sleep, which is very common when we are stressed, you can practice grounding. Given you are weak, why not use that time to develop your skills further? Even if you are weak for hours, if you spend that time practicing grounding, then you are at least making good use of that time. The facilitator will pause this recording to read sheet 1.5. Please turn your attention back to this recording. Summary of today's session. At this point, we will quickly review what we did in today's session. We discussed that when we are stressed, difficult thoughts and feelings appear. And when we become hooked by these thoughts and feelings, we start to behave in ways that move us away from the sort of person we want to be. The more we are hooked by our thoughts and feelings, the more distracted we become. And when we are doing something without concentrating on it, we do not do it well, and we do not find it satisfying. This is true whether we are eating a meal, or playing with children, or talking to friends. One thing that helps us manage stress is learning how to get less lost in or distracted by thoughts and feelings, and how to refocus and pay attention and engage more fully in what we are doing. When we pay attention and engage fully in any activity, we do it better and we find it more satisfying. We also discussed how emotional storms can sometimes appear and that the best way to deal with them is through grounding. And we talked about the importance of practicing these skills over and over again. Initially, they may seem hard or strange, but over time, they will get easier and seem more natural. Final exercise. Now we are nearing the end of today's session, so we will do one final exercise. The aim of this final exercise is to sit in silence for a few moments and think about the group you have just joined. In the midst of all the stress in your lives today, each person here has helped to create a supportive and respectful group. We encourage you once again to sit straight and either close your eyes or fix them on a spot in front of you. All of us in this group experience difficult thoughts and feelings. All of us suffer from stress. And all of us want to be treated with caring and respect. So recognizing these things we have in common, see if you can offer silently a thought of gratitude and kindness and caring to everyone here today. If your eyes are closed, please open them now. We are now at the end of this session. Thank you so much for participating. Before we finish, take a moment to notice. You have just done something new and challenging. And for at least some of you, something quite uncomfortable. Yet by doing so, you have taken important action to help you manage stress better. And of course, each and every time you practice the exercises we learned today, you will be getting better and better at them. Good luck with it, and we look forward to seeing you at session 2.